Welcome everybody to come to this session. This session is about the Link 2013 SDK, client-side managed API. So a little bit about myself. My name is Wei Wen. I work in the client SDK team, which is the same team as for the JavaScript API. Maybe the official name is not announced, but internally we call it JLink, the same team. But today I'm not talking about the JLink, but the Link SDK 2013. Basically, I just want to have a brief introduction of what is Link SDK. Link SDK is a managed API which is working on the client side. So it started with the Link 2010 SDK. People can use this SDK to build the third-party custom Microsoft Link applications, or you can embed your the Link functionalities collaborations in your line of business applications. So the supported platform for this SDK is only Windows. So that's the limit for the client SDK, but because the Link client side, it most likely will be running on the Windows, so that shouldn't be a big problem. This SDK can work both with the regular standard Link client or the Link UI suppressed mode. That means that you can create your own UI just to totally replace the existing Link UI. So we have two versions. We have two flavors of the Link SDK. One is for the WPF and Windows Form application. The other one is you can using Silverlight version to build your web applications. For example, you can have a like Silverlight app totally hosted on IIS, and then you can have your applications running directly in the IE browsers. So the main feature for the SDK. In using SDK, you can manage your contact. You can add contacts and subscribe for the contacts presence change. You can contact management desk. Another one is the instant messaging. So the instant messaging modality can be used in the 2010 SDK. And another modality is the audio video conversation modality. You can use SDK to start and end audio video conversations. But there's one thing missing in the old SDK, in the 2010 SDK, which is the application sharing modality. We've got a lot of requests from our customers that application sharing is very important. So we answered the customer's questions with the new 2013 SDK, which with the new features. The new features mostly cover the application sharing modality APIs and also the content sharing APIs. And another feature we added in the new 2013 SDK is the side-by-side link endpoints. So for the application sharing modality APIs, we can use this application sharing API to start and end sharing from your desktop, accept sharing from other participants. You can also grant control or revoke control or accept control from other participants. Basically, you can use this API to have a full functionality of the application sharing just as if you are doing this on the Link client. It works both for standard Link client and the UI suppression mode. That means that you can use Link client and then you have your application control it, or you can use the web UI suppressed Link client, build your own UIs. That gives you like a lot of flexibility to build your line of business applications. And the content sharing API is another modality that you can, in the conversation, you can upload your PPT and you start your whiteboard. But this only works in the standard link UI. It cannot work in the UI suppressed UI link. The third one is the side-by-side link endpoints. That means that previously we can only have the link standard UI or the UI suppressed link process running. With this capability, you can literally have up to three link endpoints running on the single machine. You can have like your main link UI running using your main credentials. You can have another link process running, signing into a different credential. This is sometimes useful for some scenario like attendance scenario. The attendants can have their own link signed in and have some applications running with different client, different credentials, so that they can transfer calls using that credentials. That's the three major features that we have added in the Link 2013 SDK. Okay, so now let's talk about the application sharing modality. So application sharing modality, we have three main concepts that we need to know. The first one is we need to query a list of shareable resources. That means before we start sharing, we need to know what to share, what is available to share. So in order to do that, we can use some properties in the application sharing modality and get a list of shareable resources. The shareable resources could be desktop. It could be some like processes or some windows. The next step is once you get the shareable resources, you can select them and then start sharing them. You can call some very simple API to start sharing. And once this sharing has started, you can manage the control of the sharing. For example, if other participant wants to have the control of your application sharing, you can accept the control request, or you can even grant control directly to the remote participants. So this is how you do the query of shareable resources. You just simply use the shareable resources property. It gives you a list of shareable resources, and you will have like a desktop monitor. If you have like multiple monitors, you will have monitor 0, monitor 1, etc. You can have a list of running processes that can be shared, and you can also have a window of a list of window that you can share. So the next step is to start sharing. It's just simply called the begin share something. And we have a shortcut for sharing desktop. You can just call begin share desktop to share the desktop. Or you can use the shareable resources, say begin share resources with a list of, shareable resources like desktop, monitor, or process, or Windows. So to get the control or to grant control to the remote participant, you can just call grant control, begin grant control, and begin revoke control to revoke control from the remote participant. Okay, so if you are a viewer, if you are a viewer, you want to request the control, you can say begin request control. Then the sharer can say, okay, I can accept your control, or I can deny your control. This one, I think I missed that in the slide, but you can say begin accept control, begin release deny control. This begin request control This begin request control is for the viewer to request control from the sharer. And once you're done with the control, the viewer can say, I'm going to release the control. You can call begin release control simply to release the control to the viewer side. Okay, for the sharing modality, we have a lot of events so that the application can listen to and take action on these events that is happening. For example, the control request received. That is the control, that is the event when the remote participant requests the control from you. You can simply accept it or deny it. The local resource, shared resource changed. That means that, for example, currently you are sharing your desktop. And then you can switch to some other processes. Then during the change of the shared resource, you will get this event, which is the shared local shared resource changed. Once you change the share, you will have the share changed events. If the controller is changed, for example, somebody else requested the control and then you grant the control to him, you will get the controller changed events. Participation changed means that the current modality could be sharing, could be viewing, could be controlling, things like that. So what is the participation of the current modality? And action availability changed. That's the last one. This one is usually useful for, it's very useful for update your UI. For example, once you start sharing, you will have like accept sharing, accept request will be available. This kind of action will be available so that you can update your control accordingly. Depends on what action is available to the application. Here's how you can do the accept and decline control. Just to these two simple APIs. You can call get control request or you can decline control request by using these two simple APIs. I think it's very easy to demonstrate this by using the demo rather than just talking about APIs. So I can show a demo here. So right now I have a link, sign in as a KC Hicks. And I have another endpoint here on this side, sign in as a Scott. So what I'm going to show you guys is to, I can start my custom application. This is my demo application. I can start it from here. This application only just take the first conversation available and then start share. We can use this application to start sharing in that conversation. So I need to start a conversation with Scott first. Create an application. Because internally in this application, I listen to the conversation edit events. So once the conversation is added, I use the application sharing modality of this event, of this conversation, and get the shareable resources from the shareable resource property of this modality. And I can have a list of the shareable resources. For example, desktop. Is it shareable? Yes, it's true. My primary monitor, yes, it's true. It can be shared. So if I have multiple monitors.
No, but behind you, what are you trying to show?
Oh, monitor?
Behind you?
Oh, sorry. I need to switch back to this guy. Yeah, let me just, sorry. Okay, so this is the sharing application. And I have this signing as a Casey. And because this application is listening to the conversation edit event, so I need to start in conversation first. So let me start conversation with Scott. Yes, it's, so you can see, yes. So once the conversation started, from the application sharing modality of this conversation, we can have a list of shareable resources. Shareable resources can be desktop, primary monitor, or some other, like Mozilla Firefox, which is in the process, or some other Windows. Those are the shareable resources. Now I can start sharing just by click on the share desktop. Oh, I can share resources. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select SharePoint, desktop, and share resources. It starts sharing resources on this machine. I get the invite. So you can see, I get the sharing experience on this side, and on this share machine. Hey. Okay. So on this share machine, you can see it's already starting the application sharing. The whole monitor is shared. And the Scott can see my whole monitor. So at this moment, I can do a lot of things regarding controls. I can say I can grant control to this endpoint so that he can take the control. If I click on grant control, you can see that I'm controlled from this machine. And I can do something else. I can even remote control from myself. Now I lose the control from this endpoint. I can request control from this machine. If I say request control, so you can see from here I get the request. From Scott. Do I give control? I can grant control from here, or I can accept control from here, from my application. Now control is granted to this site. I can take control from here, you can see. So are you guys interested in the code? Do you want to go through the code a little bit, or just we can go continue to next content? Okay.
I'm just curious, what are you developing, C-sharp?
Yeah, this is a managed API, so you can use C-sharp. It's based on .NET platform.
Is this API available already?
The first version is available in 2010. It's called 2010 SDK. This is already available. This one is 2013 SDK. It's already available publicly. So I can just stop here and I can continue on the next one. So I just showed you how app sharing working in the standard Link UI. It also can be used as the UI suppressed mode. What UI suppressed mode means that is that you can turn some regkey flag to UI suppression mode to on so that the link cannot start in the standard UI mode, but you can use your application to initialize it so that the link process can run on the background. I can show you this. So once the link is start running on the background, how do you view the application sharing? You can start sharing for sure because it takes the application share. It takes the for example, if you want to share your desktop, it takes the desktop. on the viewer side, they can view use link. But if the other side is sharing desktop with you, how can you view the desktop sharing from the other side? So with that, we have this application sharing in the UI suppression mode. We have an application sharing view control created just to view the application sharing from the remote side. It's a property of application sharing modality. You can get the view by calling application sharing modality.view. You can get the then you get the view, then you can set the parent of this view to your Windows Form application or to your Windows WPF application. You can just simply call set parent with the edge window of the parent window so that it can just show up on your parent window of your application. There are some, it's too quick. Next. So this is repeated, okay. Set parent window, I've done that. And there's a sync rectangle. Because when the application is shared, when your own application window change sizes, we can call this sync window, sync rect angle to sync up with your parent window so that the application sharing can change its size accordingly. Yes, I can show this now. Okay. So in order to run application link in the UI suppression mode, we need to set the reg key from here. Set it to 1. The location of this registration key is under Microsoft software slash Microsoft slash Office slash 15 link. And then you can simply use UI suppression mode and set it to 1. What it means that it tells link that okay, the UI is suppressed. Don't show the UI. So this is the application just for demo. So if I exit the link, and it'll just say, hey, link is not signed in. Is there an exception? Okay. Now let's take out the task manager to see. We don't have link process running right now. Right, we don't have link process. That's good. Now let's start application. So UI suppression. So invalid operation was unhandled. Okay, that's weird. That's weird. Now this, okay, I'll skip this one. I'll use another tool to do the UI suppression mode. I'm going to use a Silverlight application to show this UI suppression mode. What I'm going to show you guys is the application is written in Silverlight. It's underneath it's using Silverlight because this is the only API that you can talk with Link. But the application itself, like your the UIs and the logics are written in JavaScript and HTML. So in order to do that, we can use something called HTML bridge. It's an interaction between the JavaScript and the Silverlight. You can your web application, a web page using this Silverlight bridge, HTML bridge, to talk to the Silverlight. This bridge is documented in MSDN. You can find the information by simply being Silverlight HTML bridge. You will get information that the first item will be showing up there. And in this demo, I also added another layer, which I called it a depth layer, just to, as you guys have already heard the J-Link thing. So with this adapter layer, we can just make the API very similar to the J-Link API, so that you can create your application right now with this kind of SDK, this API style. Then when the new API comes, you can just don't have to throw away because your old application is written in Silverlight. With this one, you can just kind of protect your investment. Okay, I think I can just show you this demo. So this is the application that I'm going to show you. Very almost this exactly identical thing as I just showed you using WPF. But this one is written in JavaScript and HTML. Underneath is using the HTML bridge so that it can talk to the Silverlight, and the Silverlight talk to Link. So if I refresh this one. Why is frozen? It's linked. Is Link running? Ah, I see. We have two processes here. Let me just kill. Sometimes because when the link is in UI suppression mode, your application exits. Usually you have to wait a certain amount of time so that the link process can exit by itself. But in this time it doesn't exit by itself, so I have to kill it. Now let's refresh this page. Okay. Now we can see link process is initialized. I can verify it from the test manager here. And you can see the link process is running on the background. But we don't have any link UI running here. You don't see any link UI. So this is what I called the UI suppression mode. In here, I can see, is it in UI suppress mode? Yes, it is. Now client is in the sign out state. So in order to sign in, I can just sign in from here. Type the password. And click sign in. Now it's signed in. You see it's signing here. The next step is I can start a conversation with Scott, which is on this side, and start a conversation. You can see I have some like event logs here. The conversation is added. The conversation is added, and the modality, application sharing modality, is the state is disconnected. I just want to add. At one point here is, in the conversation, usually you have multiple participants. Every participant has its own modality. Like in this case, I have myself modality state, and the other side modality state. They both are disconnected. You will see that they're different, because if the other side send a invite, your modality will be notified. That means that somebody else is inviting you to join some modality. Now I have this one signing, conversations created. I can start sharing my desktop. If I say share desktop, I get the invite from this side. So I can click to accept the invite. Boom. Now I can see the application sharing from the other side, which is running link UI suppression mode. Doesn't have UI, but I can see this guy. And I can request control. And here, I get the request control request received events. So I can simply say accept control. Is it accepted? Let's see. Oh, yes, because it tells me that right now the controller is Scott on this side. The sharer is myself. And currently participation state is sharing. So my modality state is connected. The state for the other side modality is still connected. Okay, now let's show you how I can grant control. If I say grant control here, on this side I'll get the control already. You can see, now I can control from here. I can even type things here. Okay, just for demonstration of I have a control from here. So this is how you share control from the UI suppression mode. But there's a problem of how do you view the control if the other guy is sharing. Like we said that because we have the WPF Windows Form application that can show that can show the sharing. So what I'm doing here is I have another process. I can have another process running, which I call it UI suppression link helper. When it's running, it's showing up in here in the sys3. Right now, because I'm sharing, I'm not viewing, so let me just try the other side. Accept sharing from the other side, how can we see the sharing from the other side in the UI suppression mode? Let me just disconnect sharing now. Let's start sharing from this machine. I should get the notified events here. Okay, I should restart this because this is a test application, so it doesn't treat those events gracefully. So I should do it again. Share. I know the reason. Okay, there's a problem because, right now, I'm in the projection mode, meaning I'm doing projection on the on big screen, right? So in this case, Link automatically set my status to do not disturb. In this case, I cannot send invites from the remote side because my status is do not disturb. I cannot accept any invitations from the remote side. I cannot change it from here because my application doesn't have the ability to change my status. To get away from this, you should set your presence to free so that the other side can send invites. And then you can start accepting the app sharing invite from the other side. Let me see if I can have any. See if I can make some workaround on it. So what I'm trying to do is change the status of this endpoint, Casey, to free from another endpoint. To do this, I think which one? Jlink dot net. Okay, probably I should skip this demo because I'm not able to right now to set the presence of Casey on this site to accept invites. Because right now I'm projecting my screen, so I'm not able to set up my presence to free. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I can continue with next one. So this is the architecture of the application that I just mentioned. For the web application using Silverlight, talking to Link, you can simply using Link SDK with the HTML JavaScript rich. So you can create your cool applications using HTML and JavaScript. And with the JavaScript adapter, you can have this API that's very similar to the regular JavaScript use. Unified Communication Web API, JavaScript API. It's based on the bridge, HTML JavaScript bridge. Underneath is using Silverlight version of Link SDK. So next one is content sharing. What you can do with content sharing? Content sharing is something you can just, in the conversation, you can upload your PPT and make it whiteboard and share it, and you can upload files using this content sharing modality. Once you create the contents, you can iterate or select all these contents in the content bin, because all those contents can be put into the content bin. And in the conversation window, you can view a PowerPoint, and you can also slide through a PowerPoint, like going forward and going backward. You can also save your annotation in the whiteboard to a file. So how do you begin, how do you start create content? You just call simply begin create content or begin create content from a file. With the given title and file name, you can create the content from a file, or you can just give in the title and create content such as like a whiteboard. The content modality has a collection, which is called content collection, which gives you a list of what is the content that you have created. The active content is what is being shared. It's a property. You can see, you can get the what is being shared by looking at this property. Present is, you can present in the content bin, you can select what to present, and then once it's selected, you can just call present to present that content in the content modality. So in the case of PowerPoint content, you can call go forward and go backward. In this case, let's say if all the participants are in the conversation, and if you call go forward and go backward, all the PowerPoint will be moving forward and backward for all the participants. Okay, so with that, I'm going to do a simple demonstration for the content sharing. I'm going to just do a whiteboard. So let me switch back to the regular link without the UI suppression mode. Let's start link. I have to kill this link process because previously it was in the UI suppression mode. I didn't have enough time to get them exit. So let me just now start link. Okay, so this is the reason. This was the reason when I was not able to accept application sharing invite because I was in the do not disturb status. The remote site cannot send me any invites. That's why my previous demo was not successful. Okay, right now I'm signing as Casey and UI sharing. I can start this sharing application. So if I start a conversation with Scott, here's the content modality. So with this conversation created, I can get the content modality and create a whiteboard. Let's say I give the whiteboard name as Link Conference 14. I can create contents. Change to connecting. Why it is not connecting? It is not creating. Creating contents. Okay, now it's created. So you can see that content is created. A whiteboard is created. I can upload to here. And then I can select this content. Now you can see here. In this conversation, I did not respond. Why? Okay, let me try again. If I click on present, oh yes, it's presenting. On this side, now it's presenting. I can do this whiteboard and I can say, type anything. It's all controlled by this content API, content app sharing API. I can stop sharing, stop presenting. Now the presenting has stopped. So I don't think I have another demo on this one. That's pretty much give you the idea that you can do content sharing. You can do your whiteboard sharing or PowerPoint sharing or things like that. So the last one of the new feature of this Link SDK is the side-by-side endpoints. What it means that you can have up to three UI suppressed mode endpoints on the same machine, and they can sign in using different users. They are almost the full feature of the link process of the link regular link endpoint. That means that you can do IAM, you can do contact management, you can do audio video. Of course, it's UI suppression mode. You have your own. You must have your own video frame to host the video stream. So what is it? It's there are up to three UI suppressed link process can be running on the same machine at the same time, with possibly with different accounts. And you don't need to set UI suppression mode reg key to start that. And it can run side by side with your standard link UI. And one thing you have to remember is, because it's still a UI suppressed mode link, so you have to do initialize for the endpoint before you sign into the link server. And how do you do the side-by-side link endpoints? The simplest is simple as you just call get client. At the first time you get the link client instance, pass through a parameter with true. So with this one passed in, you can get a side-by-side event link endpoint. Okay, here is the last demo I can show. So this is my side-by-side solution here, Visual Studio Studio solution here. It's, what I do is I simply get the client with the true parameter. That means that I want to create a side-by-side link endpoint on this machine so that it can run along with this link regular UI. Let me just launch it. So now let me just sign this side. I have a link, regular UI. I can do sign in. Now it's signed in. So on this side, I can sign in as a Scott. You can see I have signed in on Scott on this side. This is running link side-by-side endpoint. And to prove that it's working, I have a Scott here. You can see that it's running and its presence is presenting. I can change it to free. You can see on this side, Scott's presence changed to free. I can change it to away and busy. Things like that. Let's look at the task manager here. Okay. Why is it showing something else? Why do I only have one link process? I have no idea. But there should be two link processes here. Let me just do it again. So now I have link process. One. Start link process two. So this takes a while because it's initialized the second process. takes a little bit while. Yeah, this time you can see we have two processes here. Let me just open here. Yeah, you can see two processes running here. I can sign in with Scott. Oh. And sign in. Now it's signing. Okay. Let me just change the presence of Scott. You can see Scott is changing here. Change to away and change to busy. So that proves that we have two processes, link processes running here. One is regular link UI and the other one is the side-by-side UI suppressed link. That is the feature of side-by-side. What do we mean by side-by-side? Okay, I think that's all for my contents today. And then next one is for the question time, if you have any questions. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the question was if you have three side-by-side link UI, link suppressed mode endpoints running, can they be UI suppressed or non-UI suppressed? Was that the question? So the side-by-side endpoints must be UI suppressed. You can have three UI suppressed side-by-side link endpoint and one UI standard UI link endpoint. So basically, yeah, basically you can have up to four endpoints, like running on your single machine. Okay, yeah. Is the suppressed mode link attached to a different backend? It's just a link client application. It's not bound to specific to any like link pool or something. The pool depends on your account setting. I think it does not rely on whether it's UI suppressed or not. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. And I think then that concludes the session. Thank you so much. Thank you.